This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've been watching over the last 30 days. I don't know what that is that you've been watching. And maybe tonight you'll get away from that the next 3 days. Get away from it a little bit because you know these guys are tired. And get back to really playing baseball and to do what's most important.
I was thinking that for you and I today, this is kind of like our reunion show.
I wonder if this is going to actually hammer Judge's swing a little bit. You know, this could knock him off.
That's always the excuse. I don't want to do it because it's going to mess. No, it's not going to mess your swing up, you moron.
You know what the thing about it is? I was doing a CBS Sports Minute on the amount of home runs they're going to be hit, and they're going to break a record this year, and the record that was held since 2000.
Why is that?
Because everybody's wondering what's going on in baseball. Why are they hitting so many home runs?
Because the ball's
juiced. Are the balls wound tighter? Are the bats harder? Or is it because of the way the guys are all swinging? They all have the uppercut swing now.
You're in the home run derby. You're trying to hit home runs.
I'm talking about overall.
Yeah, but
I'm not talking about.
That's because the ball's jacked in some manner.
You don't know that for
I'm
a fact.
I'm pretty sure about
you
it.
You don't know.
I don't know. It's a
have
fact.
Have you done some testing on it?
I've looked at
you
the
have
ball.
Have not done some testing on it.
Dave Cone said are tighter.
Is that what you did for the 10 days that you were down here?
I looked at balls.
Oh my God.
I spent 9 days ball watching.
Ball watching.
That's what I did. CeeLo's here because Jerry decided I'll just take another day off.
Speaking of ball watching, how's Chris Sims doing? Is he playing with us this Sunday?
We have a game Sunday at Staten Island.
That's right, against the Port Authority Police Department. That's right.
Who knows with him? I don't know. I know he was at the old man's place for the 4th, and I don't know how well that went.
Yeah, probably not well.
Probably not.
You guys
well.
Need someone? I'm available.
I bet you're a really good softball player because that's all I ever hear. And then guys show up, but they can't get out of their own way.
Like who?
Like most of our team.
Well,
Jiggles.
I don't know who that is.
Jiggles is. He's big man.
Who's the other guy we got here?
Isn't it Mike Braun or something?
No. What's his name?
Rickles or Nichols or.
Yeah.
You don't even know the people on your team, and I haven't gotten an invite to a game.
Ruckle. We get invited to your wedding or your baby reveal party.
I mean, what was that all about?
Your gender
reveal.
We're
both invited to my wedding.
Yes,
Boomer actually sent a gift. Remember?
Oh,
Craig
I did send
he
a
left
gift
you
sure.
off of it, and you were upset
that
about
that.
That
was for the gender reveal?
No, it was for the wedding, yeah.
How'd the old gender reveal party go?
Well, it went fine.
That's good.
Yeah, it's a while ago now. The kid is one.
He's one now?
Yeah, 14 months. Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
When you guys gender revealed, how did you do it? Like, was it a big surprise for everybody?
Actual penis.
You showed
it was a surprise. We knew. No one else did.
Yeah, of course you did. That's
why you had a gender reveal with a balloon or something?
A pinata.
Drop your chow.
You had a pinata.
We weren't there, though. My wife was in the hospital with kidney stones.
Okay, so that I'm
sure
that
well.
So you
had a party, and you guys weren't, but she's okay. Everything's fine.
She's fine.
What came out of the pinata that made it indicate there was a boy?
Any penis.
Penises came out?
Yes, penises came out.
Candy penises.
Candy penises.
Well, that's nice.
I'm sure that made a lot of couples very happy. What
happened? Were they small ones or like chocolate or like taffy? What kind of candy penises did you have?
All different shapes and sizes, Craig.
Well, there you have it. Balls, too, or just the...
just everything you can imagine.
Just the phallic stuff.
All of it.
That's a great way. So at some point when your son is like 15.
Yes.
And he's just talking to his old man. You guys are sitting on the porch and you're talking sports.
It just goes to show
can
you
I
how...
finish a thought? And he goes, so Dad, how'd you tell Grandma and Grandpa that you were having a boy?
Chocolate nougat ball.
And you have to tell him that you filled the house with candy penises.
That's right.
You know, this show has come a long way. I remember when we were talking about your prom dates when you first started.
Pretty close, right?
That? Yeah,
it wasn't far off. A couple of years.
And I didn't realize that you were a lefty either. Interesting.
And you're shaving now.
It's a big.
I've never heard the shaving one.
It's a big reveal party
never.
For Chris today.
I missed the lefty joke.
Well,
that went right
your
over
watch
my
on
head.
Your right wrist.
Oh yes, I am.
Therefore, you're a lefty.
I write lefty. I do a little of both, but I write lefty, which is why.
So you play softball?
I throw righty. I bat lefty.
How's your arm? You got an arm?
I got an arm. Sure.
Didn't you play for like Montclair State or something like that?
No, I did not play for.
Or
Montclair
for a high
State.
School? Or
when was the last time you actually played organized baseball?
Like organized baseball, hardball.
10 years old, 10 years old?
No. A couple years. I played in the men's league a few years back.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm.
Then your wife said no to that.
Pretty much, yeah.
See? All right, well, here's Chris anyway. Yeah. We'll allow him to do the update because we believe that you should be able to express yourself.
I appreciate that.
Brought
to you by Hackensack Meridian Health. Life years ahead, also sponsored by Mo Vaughn's MVP Collections. Stylish clothing for big and tall men available online at MVPCollections.com. So the Yankees are limping into the All-Star break, having dropped 18 of their last 25.
Thames doesn't go, and the pitch is hit to deep right center. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. I think he hit the ball over the bullpen and into the bleachers. A tremendous home run for Travis Shaw.
About 450 feet, John Sterling.
One dozen farm fresh eggs.
An immediate 3-0 hole for Masahiro Tanaka, who then allowed a solo homer to Stephen Vogt in the second. The Yanks fell behind
early.
How
much are they paying him in
20
Ellsbury?
Plus something. 20, over 20.
It's Nick-esque.
Yes. And despite numerous chances to come back, Yanks couldn't get it done. They fall 5-3. Joe Girardi's team failed time and time again with runners in scoring position.
That's the difference in the game. When you go 1-for-16, it's pretty hard to win a game.
But it looked as if they had taken the lead in the sixth when Chase Headley pulled the ball down the right field line, initially called the 3-run homer, but then overturned on video review.
It sucks. I mean, it's a bad feeling. You know, it's ball's an inch foul.
Ended up striking out.
By the way, you know, it's funny. So Headley had something fun, I don't know if you have the audio or not. He goes, it was really frustrating because I knew it was foul the whole way, but I had to keep running because they didn't call it foul. And then I'm like, how far did you really have to run, right?
Well, if they don't call a foul, you got to run all the way through the
but
bases.
He's like, I knew they'd review it. I knew it was foul, but I got to run around the bases anyway. And I would say this, you know, people are very critical about, you know, crowds these days. And listen, if you happen to just watch the highlights of the Yankee game, place is packed.
They had like I think I heard 43,000.
Yeah,
like,
they're getting great crowds.
The place has been packed.
All right, so you got Frazier now. You got Sanchez. You got Judge. I mean,
everyone
look
at
all these guys that they – who was the other guy that they brought up and they sent right back down and went 3-for-4 the first time he was up here? Was that Wade or something?
No,
that was
Wade's still up. Oh, my gosh.
They brought a guy up like a
– Miguel Andujar.
Yeah, that guy.
Yes.
I mean, he was a guy who swung so hard he screwed himself into the ground, right?
Yeah, so my name is Miguel Andujar. I like it, D women.
Yeah, just throw him out there. Let's go,
he's
man.
He's 22. Like, the Yankees have to, I mean, they got
– they do.
They are stocked full of young –
yes.
And now this is the rhetoric. If I would have told you they would have been this close to first place, you know,
that.
Would you be happy about that? Yeah, well, yeah, I'd be happy about that. But, you know, it's one thing if they would have finished the first half of the season – the way that they started the first half. That's the problem. It's the way that they've played the last 30 games.
Yep. Miguel Andujar played on June 28th against the White Sox. He was 3-for-4 with four RBIs, a walk, and a stolen base.
Yes.
And they sent them down.
And then your boy Frazier.
The Mets?
Then your boy Frazier comes up. How about him? He's got three home runs in seven games,
had the
right?
Winner against Saturday.
And he, not only did he have the winner, the bottom of the ninth, walk-off winner, but he also had another one yesterday.
Yes, he did. Yanks left two on in the seventh, two in the eighth, one in the ninth, struck out 14 times. Three of them for Aaron Judge. You mentioned the Frazier home run.
Something so stupid yesterday, too. It didn't wind up. It had no impact at all. So you're a baseball guy, Chris. Boomer, you play a little baseball. You're the Long
Back
Island
the
Baseball Player of the Year. Yeah. So you're down two, all right?
Yep.
You got Headley strikes out, but you know, winds up going to first base, right? Why are you stealing second base? I don't get that at all. Like, your Judge comes up, you're looking for the home run there, right?
You're talking about in the ninth?
I'm talking about in the ninth,
it was Gardner, right?
Gardner, right.
It was risky.
Why,
and they said that on the broadcast.
Why are you stealing? What's the benefit of stealing second base? You're playing for the home run.
Yeah. I will say this. How many
times? And Gardner's fast to begin with.
How many times has Judge and or Sanchez, you know, the home run derby entrance?
I know
the
exactly
Yankees,
what you're going to say. I was thinking this yesterday.
How many times have they been up in the ninth inning and basically have not come through? Can you do a little study on that there, Chris?
I can look into that.
It's so
sure.
funny. I wrote a note last night to myself saying that's going to come up in conversation because, again, they both had opportunities. And in the moment, oh, no.
Well, Sanchez had a ball also, I forget if it was the sixth or the seventh. He hit a missile to right field, and the guy made a beautiful catch over his shoulder. It's like the Brewers were kicking the ball around all week, and they made a million errors, and this guy comes up with a big play when they had runners on base. Would have been a big hit.
Another series the Yankees lose. And
hitting
that's
with
baseball.
No luck right now. That is baseball. You're right.
I hear that all the time from John Sterling. That's baseball.
The advanced statistics said it's 89% of the time a ball hit that way is a hit. And it was called
out this week.
I know. That's why I mentioned it.
What was the exit below on that?
I'm not sure.
Well, it was 119 miles per hour. Yeah, by the way, and that's going to be sickening tonight. One reason not to watch the Home Run Derby tonight with the sound up will be whatever numbskull at ESPN, I don't think it's Chris Berman anymore, right, is going to be doing the exit velo is 137. Billy, oh my gosh. They're going crazy. I guarantee you, you hear the term velo, exit velo, some combination of that, enough tonight to make you never want to hear it again for the rest of your lives.
Oh, for the nerds that love that kind of stuff, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be like porn.
I'm sure there's an over-under on that somewhere, right?
Exit probably velo? Is. You'll probably hear about it today during the Chris Christie Evan Roberts show.
I'm a loser.
All right.
So, well, Governor, what do you think the exit? Yay. What do you think the top exit velo is going to be in tonight's derby? Well, Evan, you know, when I was a Little League Hall of Famer, as you may know that I am, I think the 130 I think will be tops. Little League Hall of Famer. That's like when Fred Wilpon went to the owner of the Montreal Expos at the time and said, I want you to draft my son. He was coming out of Michigan, Jeff Wilpon. I want you to draft my son with the last pick you have. There's like God knows how many picks there are in baseball. And the owner of the Expos, I don't even know his name, said to Mr. Wilpon, why would I ever draft your son? And it so shows you a father's thought of his child. He goes, because one day he's going to run the Mets. And if he got drafted by a major league team, he would have some credibility in that world.
Okay.
And he drafted him as a favor to Fred Wilpon.
Yeah, okay.
We're talking now, about Jeff? Or
yeah,
the other side?
Jeff. Now, 25 years later, how much credibility does he have in baseball circles? None. And by the way, Sandy Alderson, you're doing a fantastic job. I mean, again, brought nobody in from another team this year. The one guy you gave $110 million to, he don't want to talk to nobody because he blows. I mean, it's a joke. Yo no sé. Yo no sé. Mr. Cespedes, would you speak to the man? No. He's on a, much like Steve Mills today, he's unavailable.
Can you give
How
me the?
How is he unavailable?
I'll tell you what, Chris. Can you give me the record for the Mets in their last 25 games?
And compare it to the Yankees over their last 25 games.
Yes, exactly.
Is worse.
Yeah, are we doing nice. That now or for it, the next hour?
Both. Do that for the next hour.
All right.
What do you think? That if I had to take a guess, the Yanks are 7-18 in their last 25. Right. I would say just top of my head.
So we are going to do it now.
10-15. You think?
Got some Jeopardy music?
I might go 12-13.
You think maybe close to 500?
Close
maybe
to 500.
What do you think? Do you know the number or no?
I don't know the number.
Just Google
you
it.
Spend your vacation crunching numbers.
No, I wasn't crunching numbers. I
don't
can tell
know.
You that. And the one thing I would not be crunching numbers on is this lazy, crappy-looking Mets team.
No, I agree with you.
Oh, God.
Why even bring them up other than, you know, the mocking?
Just let Rosario come up and just let him play, man.
No,
just,
we don't want to bring him up.
Just, you know what?
That's what people want.
I'm selling left and right. I'm selling as anybody. The whole thing is for sale.
Addison Reed, goodbye.
Yeah.
Jay Bruce, see you later.
As much as I want Jay Bruce to stay a Met,
Stay
a Met.
Meanwhile, last night was the fifth episode of the $100,000 Pyramid.
Nice.
And a couple of our buddies were on the show last night. Number
one. This is the one that Michael Strahan is hosting, right?
Yes. Brandon Marshall went head-to-head with Cam Newton. Cam Newton comes across as, frankly, needing psychiatric help. I mean, he's an extraordinarily strange human being.
Yeah, he is.
His celebratory thing with his partner in the game was to, they took two fingers like this, so your index finger and middle finger. And they touch them together, and then they put it like like you're smelling your finger, and then they threw it at each other.
Celebratory cream
pie. That was their celebration. It was two fingers touch,
smell,
and then with like you're trying to get some slime off your fingers. They did it 10 times.
That's unbelievable.
Then they go to Brandon Marshall.
Could you imagine if you're the Carolina Panthers, you're sitting home going, "Whoa, that's my quarterback."
Right, and I. Like that. So then Brandon Marshall was playing with a nice young woman who says her nickname is the Beast. He goes, that's my nickname. I never knew that. So they're playing $100,000 Pyramid. And Brandon got himself in a little trouble. He was talking, the topic was chicken.
Shut up.
Things to do with the chicken.
He's dead serious.
Shut
okay?
up.
Okay? I'm not messing
up.
Around.
Shut up.
Things to do with a chicken.
Things to do with a chicken. Something about chicken.
All right? Okay. All right. So the woman goes, she makes an image like she's holding the chicken leg, right? The drumstick. And she goes, I like this. She goes, rah, rah, rah.
The beast.
She goes, the biggest part of the chicken, you eat it like this. And he goes, the drum. And she's like, the drum what? He goes, the drum. The drum.
The drum.
And then she goes, you use this to play the drums. And he goes, I don't know, man, the drum. Pass. So Michael Strahan says to him afterwards, he goes, Brandon. And I'm quoting Michael Strahan.
All right, you're allowed.
Did you ever say to your mama at the dinner table, Mama, pass me the drum, and I'll paraphrase, you dummy? And it was drumstick, of course. But then the answer of the clue is thigh, the chicken thigh, but just thigh, right? And he goes to this woman.
So now he's giving the clues.
No, she's giving the clues. He's got a, I guess I may have this a lot of order, but he says to her, women have big.
So that means
I guess
he's
this is a different
clues.
Topic. So he's giving clues. Yeah, you know, he's giving clues.
Women have big.
And she goes, thighs.
That show's going to be a hit.
Or her nickname is the Beast. So
Cam
thighs.
Newton beat him.
I think you can't have enough NFL football players on a show like that.
I guess. And then I didn't see the second round, but the second round was apparently Eric Decker. And Apollo, oh no.
Yeah.
Oh no.
He's that speed skater dude.
When I did.
Who has really nothing to do for the last 20 years. Because what do you go around? Speed skating? Hey, Billy, what are you doing today? I'm going to go have a couple drinks.
Come on, man.
Play some darts with the guys.
It's a gold
medal
winner.
What are you doing? I'm going to try to find some ice to speed skate.
he's an Olympic gold medalist, man.
Good luck with that. That's not like a hobby you can just go out and do. Like, if I want to play golf, I can go play golf. If I want to swim, I can swim. If I need a perfect oval so I can speed skate, where the hell am I going?
You know, it's interesting. When I did The Family Feud, and I did it twice,
knew
right?
That was coming up.
No, but wait a minute. Hold on for a second. The interesting thing about it was some of the answers that some of my teammates gave to some of the questions. Yeah. So like, what planet are you walking
different
on?
Different glimpse into your teammates.
Well, but the other team, too. And then we also did it AFC versus NFC. And the Family Feud's actually coming back. With today's players versus retired players, and my man Anthony Munoz is on.
How about this? They do a thing. It was something like something you have two of, and the woman goes, two stomachs. Like, do you know anyone that's got two stomachs, you moron?
You were all over this last night.
I didn't watch Eric Decker or Apollo Ono, but I watched my man.
He's a big
game show freak.
One of my goals in life as a child was to host a game show.
I'm sure you still could.
Wink Martindale. I mean, I'm a student of the old game shows. You know, Match Game, things of that ilk. Tic Tac Doe.
Yes.
You know, Joker's Wild. Hmm. Right. Let's Make a Deal. Monty Hall. Some of the greats. You would remember this, of course, because you were busy putting penises inside, blow up donkeys.
Shaped like a penis.
To announce that you were having a son, which I don't get that at all, but that's, the new generation of dad.
No question.
I don't know what we're going to do. Rather than just let women hang out together, men go, go to a strip club, have a couple beers, and eat some wings, and then show up late, hey, the loser's here, and let the women go, oh, another set of candlesticks. This is fantastic. Now men have gotten so soft, we got to participate in the baby shower by putting penises inside plastic donkeys for some fat broad who's never going to get married anyway to hit with tobacco. I won! I won! They're having a boy, and I got 73 chocolate penises. It's going to be a great day.
This is what happens when you take 10 days off, right?
Oh, my God.
Like, what about, honey, I'll see you in 5 hours. I'll be out with the guys. Let me know when I can come back and see all the wonderful gifts I'll never use. Oh, we got China. How about, that's why Boom and I give SodaStream to everybody.
Yeah, everybody loves the SodaStream.
Because it's a functional, usable gift.
Functional.
Very nice.
You come back, like, I guarantee you've never seen or used a single present you guys got for this penis party.
I don't think we got gifts at the penis party.
Well, what did they come for?
It's not a a gender reveal party. The shower is separate.
And you do a shower?
Yeah.
Oh, you're asking too much of your friends.
Very bougie.
It's like having a destination wedding on Memorial Day.
Were you at the shower? Is it a couple shower?
No. I helped pick up at the end.
Did you bring a 6-foot sub or something?
No.
That's what you do.
Showed up, packed up the gifts, and got out of there. That was it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.